Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
I don't think I've ever been more excited to have Adam Schefter on the show to hopefully provide some clarity on this Matt LaFleur Green Bay Packers situation. Good morning, Adam. How you doing today?
Well, here's my question. Where are we at?
Hold on. Before you say anything brilliant and insightful, how's our connection?
You got me now?
Whew, yes.
Yep.
Man, that would have been a super downer.
I want to start out like where you all think the situation's at and what's the perception of where it's at so that I could then address from there.
Well, just a few moments ago, we played your sound from NFL Live yesterday, just reiterating that it hasn't been done yet, the deal. And then again, you reported pretty early in the week that they were trying to work out a deal. And then yesterday, you and the talented gang on NFL Live were trying to figure out why it hasn't been announced, why there isn't a deal in place. So I think we are all in the same space of they obviously don't agree on a number of potential things, either the term as far as the length, either the money, maybe it's you have to cut some of your assistants, you have to fire some of your assistants, we want a clean house otherwise. Like, it sounds like there might be some disagreement there. Are there any updates since yesterday?
Yeah, there's no deal right now. And it's a negotiation. And when there's a negotiation and there's no deal, there could be a breakthrough any moment. And again, I think both sides would like to make that happen. But it's now 7:37 Central Time on Wednesday. And they've been trying to do this for a little while. And they still have not gotten it figured out. And the longer it lingers out there, the more you wonder where it's going to go and how it's going to result. I think right now, the way that I would interpret it, the way I would interpret it right now is it's up in the air.
Adam, you think there's a timeline? Because, I mean, some of these candidates are going to start to get hired by these teams, so it's going to take away from the potential pool if they decide to part ways. So would you put a timeline on this or no?
Well, first of all, I do believe there's a time limit. Yes, absolutely, because there are all these openings, and I believe firmly that most places would have a high level of interest in Matt LaFleur. Now, you're saying, should we part ways? I don't know whether they wouldn't hold him up and say, okay, Team X, you want him, give us a third round pick or a second round pick or whatever. If we go back and look at coaches' compensation, which I have in my computer right here, the Green Bay Packers once sent Mike Holmgren to the Seattle Seahawks in 1999 for a second round draft pick. Is Matt LaFleur as accomplished as Mike Holmgren? I would say no. Mike Holmgren won a Super Bowl. Matt LaFleur hasn't. So is it a three? I don't know. We could look at it and say that, look at all the compensations. Like Bruce Arians in 2019 was sent to Tampa. It was a flop of draft choices, a 6 and a 7. Matt's probably worth more than that. Is it 2001, Marty Schottenheimer going from the Chiefs to the then Redskins for 2 third-round picks? I mean, again, Holmgren went for a two. What's the value? Is Green Bay letting him? And by the way, if you're Green Bay and you don't want to pay him, and I'm Matt LaFleur, I'd say, if you don't want to pay me, then you let me go. I'm not going to go sign somewhere else. And I'll give you one other one. If you give me the Team X, and you want Matt LaFleur, why am I going to go give Green Bay a mid-round pick when I could go sign John Harbaugh or Kevin Stefanski and have offset on the contract and not even have to give up a draft pick, and I save money by hiring one of them?
Yeah, Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf & Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf & Associates, Keller Williams, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trust and knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin.
Let me just answer Adam Schefter's question very quickly, because I know it was hypothetical, but the answer to that is, It's only if you think Matt LaFleur is leaps and bounds better of a candidate than John Harbaugh and Stefanski, right? Because then you go out and get your guy. But it sounds like if that, to your point, Adam, if they aren't going to do that, then maybe they think they're either on a level playing field, they're even as far as candidates go, or maybe even slightly below.
Look, I think John Harbaugh is a great coach. I think Matt LaFleur is a great coach. And I think Kevin Stefanski is great. Like, they're great coaches. Like, it's a preference. But, Jen, if I could say to you, you could save $10 million and a draft pick by hiring one of the other two, does that make it more attractive to you?
Yes, of course. Saving big chunks of money is attractive.
And saving a draft pick,
correct?
Right? Okay.
So yeah, but Adam,
you view these guys in a similar plane, and the other candidates are millions of dollars cheaper and don't cost you a draft pick. Maybe that's the tiebreaker.
I mean, it's not a great endorsement for Matt LaFleur.
I saw the list of demands that Tony Grossi reported. The $20 million number, I can't imagine he's cheaper than Matt LaFleur.
Tony Grossi, I love Tony. That is incorrect information.
Okay.
But Adam, I was just going to say.
So
the Packers have to be careful here because Matt LaFleur, if they do sign him back, is on the hot seat. He is on the hot seat. If he has the same kind of year he had this year, he's gone. So they have to be careful with the 5-year deal.
Well, hold on. 5-year deal. Got a year left on his deal anyway, and they got to get that addressed because you're not going to let him come back on that 1 year. So if you say he's gone, well, I would imagine that might be a point of contention. He probably and rightfully wants a legitimate extension, and Green Bay probably says extended a year or two.
Yeah.
I think that's the hang up. What do you think is the timeline here, Adam? What do you think is, the famous thing from Andrew Brandt, deadline spur action. There's no real deadline. But what do you think the deadline here is of either LaFleur or the Packers going, okay, we can't make a deal. We got to figure out an exit plan. Or they decide to come to the agreement. Like, is there some sort of deadline? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it Friday?
I got the question, Gabe. It's the deadline is as soon as possible. Like, we could learn something this morning. It may not be till the end of the week. It may not be till night. The sooner, the better for all involved, period. No deadline. But the sooner, the better, everybody would agree, is the right approach.
Okay, so Adam, I keep thinking about negotiations and the art of war and leverage and all of these things that are crucial to these types of situations. And I'll just use myself as an example. Right now, you mentioned that there are all of these head coaching positions. There are other places that might be interested in Matt LaFleur. But the minute the first domino falls and a team does go out and hire their guy, that shrinks, right? You go from, what is it, 7 now? Are we at 7? Teams, 8 teams,
what
are
they?
9 teams.
Nine.
Oh, because Tomlin announced yesterday, 9 teams. Okay, so I use this example, right? Let's say I'm negotiating my contract with ESPN, and Netflix is looking for a feature reporter, and Amazon is looking for a feature reporter, and Fox is looking for a feature reporter, and I got all these options, right? But then Amazon is like, we got to make a hire, man. We got to get going on this feature. So they go ahead and hire somebody. All of a sudden, whoop, that makes it tougher for me. Is that something that spurs a deadline for the Green Bay Packers if all of a sudden some of these other teams start making hires at the coaching position and maybe LaFleur loses leverage on the open market?
They're not going to start making hires. The only guy that's going to get hired, sooner rather than later will be John Harbaugh. There'll be one job that would get filled up. But by the way, I would also say this, that if you're the Green Bay Packers, you probably know that, and I would think, logically, that would be an ideal candidate. So you got to figure out the LaFleur thing, whether you're keeping him. And if you're moving on from him, you're going to be interested in John Harbaugh. So you got to get clarity there before he goes. And that's that. That, in my mind, is the only thing that tells you need an answer. But I'm telling you, separate from that, you need an answer as soon as you can get one. And ideally, they would have had one on Monday or Tuesday. And we're now until Wednesday. And there's no answer. So could it be today? It could. Could it be tomorrow? It could. Could it be Friday? It could. Like, we're on the clock. I don't know when it's going to come down, but it's going to come down. My guess is it'll be decided this week at some point in time. I don't know exactly when, but for the sake of everybody involved, everybody needs to know and move on with their lives in whatever way that is.
Adam, could they convince Mike Tomlin if LaFleur didn't leave?
I hope Jen doesn't take that job offer from Netflix. That would be disappointing, but okay.
Only if it's a package deal.
She's got to take you with her?
And you and Josh and Adam, we're all going.
No comment. My contract's coming up here soon, so we'll see what happens. Jen and I go as a package deal. That can happen.
Everybody's trying to hitch their wagon to Jen's star right now.
Yeah. No, just Netflix. We've seen what they're paying. We're like, whoa, that's interesting.
Adam, if he did leave, is Green Bay the most attractive job of anyone out there?
I don't know. It's definitely one of the top jobs out there. Like, I'll say that. Like, a lot of people who love that job. Would it be the best one? It might be. It might just be the best job out there. Yes. But you know what? Somebody might say, you know, I prefer to live in Miami over Green Bay. I don't know. So, right. But yes, it would be amongst the top jobs.
So just out of curiosity, Adam, what is driving that perception? Because we just had a conversation about the money that Green Bay seemingly is willing to spend. We talk about how they oftentimes promote from within and maybe aren't paying top dollar. And I know Rich Bisaccia is out there, guys, but just so you know, he's the exception to the rule, right? Let's not sit here and dictate whether or not Green Bay pays its coaches based on Rich Bisaccia's salary. So what is driving that perception that Green Bay would be a very attractive place? Is it the history? Is it the legacy? Is it the way that management is structured? I'm just very curious how that is. Is it Jordan Love? What do you think is driving that?
I just think that they have certain budgets that they want to stay within and certain money allocations. And they're used to spending, like, you know, as an example, the New York Giants were paying Brian Daboll, I don't know the exact number, but let's just call it $7 million a year. If they want to go hire John Harbaugh, they're going to pay double or triple that, right? Like yesterday's prices are not today's prices. You know, you want to get the best of the best, you're going to have to pay for that. By the way, I don't know exactly what Matt makes right now, but if the Packers wanted to go hire John Harbaugh, they might end up paying close to double in salary. Double.
What do we think it is? Did you guys see like a number? These are like all estimates, right?
10, 10 and a half.
I saw 11. So yeah, we're all in the same ballpark. I got a list here in front of me. These are all estimates because again, to your point, Adam, it's not necessarily readily available. But Andy Reid, $20 million. Sean Payton, $18 million. Tomlin and Harbaugh were at $16 million. Again, these are estimates. Brian Callahan, $2 million, $3 million. Like, so just to get...
Okay.
I appreciate you filling us in and helping us out with that. But again, the top tier coaches, it looks like, are making. And again, I say Andy, you can't really go based on Andy. He's got all those Super Bowls to defend the salary.
The top tier coaches are between 18 and 20 a year.
What do you think the average is going to be? Because as we mentioned, there's 9 openings. I mean, most coaches getting 10. I know, I think Ben Johnson got 13 last year.
Last year, Ben Johnson came in at about 13.
I'm seeing McVay at 15. I'm seeing Shanahan at 14. Again, these are estimates according to the internet. Don't take them as gospel.
Both are off.
Low or high?
Low.
We're playing Price is Right with Adam Schefter here.
On Jay Audio.
You get that reference, Adam? The yodeler?
The estimates on Jen's salary, they're high.
Well, you don't have to tell anyone around here that. They know that. Like, they would not pay her that much money, please. Adam, this has been very interesting. How is Matt LaFleur viewed league-wide?
I know people in Green Bay might argue with this idea, but I had somebody on the phone on Sunday morning, very, very respected. And they said to me, they were befuddled as to what was going on in Green Bay. And they said, Matt LaFleur is a top 5 coach in the NFL. Top 5 head coach. Top 5. And I was like, top 5? Wow. And they said, well, think about it. Like, you could say you might rather have Mike Vrabel, but Matt LaFleur is an offensive coach, and offensive coaches inherently have a little bit more value because that's the double whammy. Like, if you get a great coach that also can run the offense, now you're sitting pretty.
But isn't that a flawed perspective? Because now you're saying that he's more valuable simply because of what we think that the league values or wants or desires, right? It's an offensive league. We talk about that all the time. But that doesn't necessarily make him a better coach.
I'm just telling you what somebody told me on Sunday morning. And if I told you it was, you'd say, wow, okay. They're like, Matt LaFleur is a top five head coach in the NFL. That's their opinion. You, the people in your area would argue and disagree. I got it. And by the way, here's the bottom line. He is undoubtedly, no matter where we're going to rank him, one of the better coaches in the NFL. Period. You can agree or disagree. He is.
Adam, do you have construction going on at your house?
I think it's
you don't
want to
live. Okay. We had a leak in our kitchen. They're going to dig up all the floors.
Oh.
So that, yeah. This is going to be 3 months of this crap.
Oh, perfect. It's not like this time of year is when you're busy, you know, free agency in a couple of months, coaches getting hired, fired. It's not like you're busy and doing stuff this time of year, Adam.
You know, the thing is, usually, like, people, like, you know, you work hard, you're grinding, you come home, you sit down on the couch, a beer, a glass of sit back. I come back and sit back at this damn noise, okay?
Oh, it's amazing. Well, your house is under construction. The Packers are seemingly under construction. I suppose it sort of works from a metaphorical standpoint, Adam. We appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
I'm surprised you could hear that, but I guess you can. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? I heard teams. I live it, okay?
Adam, be sure to let us know if there's any update on the Matt LaFleur front, all right?
Please set your ESPN alerts. I will.
Our conversations with Adam Schefter brought to you by our friends at Smart 18. Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and a lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more, smart18.org. Start building your future today. And Adam Schefter brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.